And we're back here on Music for the Mountain Bluegrass. John Hartford just then, but going back to the Mark Twain album and Tater Tate and Alan Mundy taking us out of our visit with April Virch when she stopped by last April. We have more live music coming right up for you in just a minute or so with Johnny Campbell and his wife Whitney, who stopped by as a duo back in June here in New Hampshire. We had the birds chirping and all kinds of stuff. We were out there in the sunshine. It'll warm things up here in this time of year. But first, we're going to play another new track from Danny Paisley now and the Southern Grass from the Weary River CD. Here's Darling Nellie Across the Sea on Music for the Mountain.
Check, check, check.
All right. Hey, guys. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jonathan.
We've got Johnny and Whitney Campbell here with you. Turn their vocal up so you can hear them.
It's good to be here.
Thanks
for having us. Beautiful New Hampshire.
Thanks for having us on the show, Jonathan.
Absolutely. Two-fifths of the Bluegrass Drifters.
Two-fifths of the Bluegrass Drifters. Yes. We have the other three joining us here in a couple days for our first show up here
In Boston. At Loretta's Last Call. And this originally started out as a family trip to see. Johnny said, we've been married for 3 years and I haven't met any of your family besides your mom and dad and your brother. So I said, okay, they're all in the Northeast. Let's go. And we ended up getting more shows than family visits. So now we're having to squeeze the family visits into the tour. But we're trying to make it all work.
So we happened to see Whitney's aunt and uncle last night and stayed there in
Amherst,
New Hampshire.
Yep.
And we're going to stay there again tonight.
Well, let's play something off our new album.
Okay.
And we just, in the last year, put out three projects because we could. We were excited, maybe a little overambitious, but Johnny has a fiddle album that's all fiddle tunes, his favorite Baker and Monroe tunes, and it's featuring some of his brother's songs are on there, and he's got Ronnie McCurry on guitar, which is a nice change of pace for our bluegrass fans.
It's unusual.
And Chris Hill on banjo and Chris Henry on mandolin and Todd Phillips on bass. And so we're going to play one of Johnny's brother's songs, and this is that he wrote with Bill Monroe and with
Blake Williams. The banjo player.
And this one's called Old Tennessee River.
Old Tennessee River.
Johnny Campbell, along with Whitney Campbell, playing the guitar there. And, let's talk about your brother for a minute. He was a bluegrass boy with Bill Monroe, as well as a Virginia boy with Jim and Jesse. And you have a sort of a long line of fiddlers in that Campbell family.
My brother, he got started very young and up in Michigan and started playing. He was 6 years older than me. So I remember I must have been 8 or 9 years old, and by the time he started playing, you know, he was 15 or so, and started playing at little bars and places around our hometown there in Michigan. Some of the earliest bands he played with was Roy McGinnis and the Sunnysiders, and then he moved over to Windy Smith and Blue Velvet was a big name up there in that area. And then there for a spell when he was young, he played for, I think, a year or two with the great songwriter Pete Goebel. Maybe you've heard of him.
Sure.
So he got to be pretty well known up in Michigan and Ohio and such, and already became friends with Kenny Baker, or one of our hero fiddlers with Bill, and then and got to know Bill pretty well. So then about, I guess, 86 or 87, Jim and Jesse they needed a fiddler. And they happened to be playing up in Michigan, I believe, at the Milan Bluegrass Festival, Milan, Michigan. And after my brother played a set with his local band there, Windy Smith and Blue Velvet, Jim and Jesse approached my brother and asked him if he wanted to move to Nashville and play fiddle with them. So needless to say, he didn't have to think about that much.
Yeah, that's a good deal all around.
And then so he played with Jim and Jesse for about 3 years, and Jim and Jesse and Bill Monroe, they shared the same dressing room at the Opry. So my brother would get a chance to, play a little bit here and there with Bill. And Bill was quite impressed with my brother's fiddling, seeing how we've really studied the Baker technique, the longbow fiddling style that Bill was quite used to, hearing. So then Bill asked my brother if he wanted to switch over and be a bluegrass boy. Bill said, Jimmy Campbell, do you think you want to be a bluegrass boy and come and play with me? So then, that's another no-brainer. When Bill asks you if you want to play fiddle for me, even though my brother had to even take a pay cut, which later on he kind of got spiteful because of that. My brother quit Jim and Jesse and went and played with Bill, with that pay cut, and then played with Bill for about 3 years before my brother kind of was over the excitement, and then the money loss was still there. So he quit Bill and then went back with Jim and Jesse for another 10 years or so.
Well, that's good that bridge wasn't burned.
There's quite a few shows where my brother was playing with Jim and Jesse at the time, where Bill would need a fiddler, and so my brother would be playing with Jim and Jesse and Bill. So that was pretty neat to be kind of double dipping.
We should get you to do some more Bill Monroe impersonations before we're done.
That was a good number right there.
Was that your number? Did you write that? I think you wrote that.
Very funny stuff. Johnny Campbell and Whitney Campbell are out here on the deck here in beautiful central New Hampshire in the sunshine, picking and singing for you. And they probably have another one they want to play as well. So we're going to see what they got all lined up for us.
Okay.
This is called 2 o'clock in the morning. It's a Kenny Baker tune. Paul Warren.
I learned it from my brother, and he learned it from the great Paul Warren, a fiddler for Flat and Scruggs. And it's called 2 o'clock in the morning. Thank you.
Very nice.
That's a fun one.
Yeah.
We need to play that more.
Yeah.
To get it right.
Practice, practice, practice.
Sounded plenty right to me.
Yeah, and like I said, Whitney and I, you know, most of the time we're a full five-piece band. Some of these tunes is...
Well, this is more like back porch or front porch picking.
Yes, very yeah. much.
Yep.
That's right. We're very casual here on the show.
Well, we're really excited to be on your show, Jonathan.
Hi, Kitty.
Hey, that's Bunny.
Hi, Bunny.
She's the new one.
Bunny.
Hi, Bunny.
Hi.
Hi, Bunny. Hi, Bunny.
Bunny. We miss our kitties.
Bunny.
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 Yeah, I saw your cats in one of your videos there.
Marty Stewart and Hazel Dickens.
Yeah. So, you want to play any more?
Yeah.
What you got, Johnny? Oh, what you got?
Mm.
Let's see. Do you want to do like...
I need Jimmy Martin.
To play Bottles and Cans?
Sure.
Or, oh, that sounds nice. Future on Ice.
Okay.
And this is off our first album.
Yes. Future on Ice.
Down, now I'm true, and I found.
Very nice. Johnny Campbell along with Whitney Campbell. And we have the birds out here on the deck with us now. They like Jimmy Martin.
They're drawn to Jimmy Martin.
Very nice. And
when we moved to Nashville, we bought a fixer-upper house. And it's very much so a fixer-upper house, but we paid cash for it. And so that's how we can afford to play bluegrass. Because we just work on the house when we can. And
rent our the bus out.
Rent out the tour bus in the backyard for guests that come through. And we have a big, huge vegetable garden that we try to get as much produce out of. And we got the bunnies for fertilizer. And we just got I was just telling you on the break, we didn't think we were going to get chickens this year because we're just too busy. And a friend came over and said, I got a friend that's giving away chickens and a coop on wheels. So he said, oh, can't resist that. So now we have chickens.
The coop on wheels sold it.
The coop on wheels, that's what did it.
Well, like I was saying before, I was watching all the YouTube videos. And what is it, a Kickstarter video? Is that what it was originally intended as? Mm-hmm. If you go on YouTube and look up Johnny Campbell and the Bluegrass Drifters, one of the selections you'll find is the Kickstarter. And you'll get to see the... The Pickin' Palace or Parlor, whatever you're calling it.
Campbell's Pickin' Parlor.
Campbell's Pickin' Parlor, and all the pets. You get to meet the cats and the rabbits, and you even get to see Johnny chase one around the yard.
In my suit?
In his suit, yeah, all decked out. And you get to see the bobblehead a little bit, or is that the other one? You have a laser gun, evidently, in the bus, and you're shooting cars off the highway.
Well, we were in a hurry to get to that gig.
So we had to break out with our laser
app. Laser app, yeah.
But yeah. Very interesting. Definitely worth checking
out.
Don't
try that at home. That was all...
That's only for professionals.
Yeah, only professional laser shooters.
Watching that video gave me a good idea of what to expect today, so I'm glad I watched it.
Yeah, and quite often we don't let the bunnies out much anymore. But when for the first year or so when we had them, we try to let them out, and we'd be ready for a gig, you know, getting ready to leave. So Whitney and I would be all dressed up, and she'd say, Johnny, did you put the bunnies away? And I'm like, no, shoot. So we'd be out there literally with our, you know, with our dress clothes on, and I'm jumping fences trying to run around to catch the bunnies to put them away, to hurry up and go to our gig. So,
day in the life of the Campbells.
Yeah.
Campbell's Farm.
We actually just had a fan send us a message through our website or through our Facebook, wanting to know how they get to Campbell's Pickin' Parlor, and what time we're open and such. You know, they wanted to know our hours. And of course, the Campbell Pickin' Parlor is just our house.
And it's pretty much always open, but we usually like a little bit of notice before you show up. Or just show up, I suppose. Oh, you want to do one more? Rock Hearts?
No, the kids just got off the bus. They're walking by out there.
So here's another one off our latest album that you can get on our website, thebluegrassdrifters.com, or through CD Baby, and it's called, it's an old Jimmy Martin classic called Rock Hearts. Rock Hearts are brave.
Rock Hearts are brave.
Believe it, my dear.
Believe it, my dear.
And yours will break.
And yours will break.
Into our fear.
Into our fear.
And when it does, dear, don't run to me, cause it will be too late, you see.
Johnny and Whitney Campbell for you once again. Yeah, all right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much, Jonathan. Thanks for having us on the show.
Absolutely, and have fun down the road. You guys are going to be, well, it'll be past by the time people hear this, but have fun down in Boston.
Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys wrapping up this week's Music for the Mountain Bluegrass with Bear Tracks, taking us on out of our visit with Johnny and Whitney Campbell from this past June here in New Hampshire. They stopped by. That was a whole lot of fun. Well, that's going to do it. We'll see you next time around. It'll be 2016, I think. Yes, it will. Maybe it already is where you are, but we'll catch you next time around. Don't be a stranger. Bluegrass Mountain at AOL.com and look us up on Facebook. Y'all come back.
Night, folks.